Welcome to the Frisco Podcast. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and this week we are talking about the Entrepreneur Summit that is coming up in March. If you own a business and you are here in Frisco, you don't want to miss it. This episode of the Frisco Podcast is brought to you by Stan's Main Street. If you're out and about this weekend, they should be at the top of your mind of places to stop in and have a bite to eat. It's a very family-friendly environment. They've got great burgers. They got live music going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Just a good place to go hang out, catch a bite to eat in the middle of the day, maybe at dinner time if you don't feel like cooking. Stop in, tell them we said hi. Now, let's get into the episode. All right, Erin Smith is with us today. She is the founder and host of this fantastic event. Welcome to the show, first of all. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Happy to be here.
First of all, I want people to know you live in Frisco, so you're based here.
Yes.
Your business is based here. And
yes.
We don't get nearly enough of these kinds of events, these conferences and networking and learning opportunities in Frisco. So I get really pumped that you're having it here. It's at the convention center, right?
Yep. Over at the Embassy. Well, Embassy Suites Hilton now is what they call it. But okay. Yeah, right at the convention center.
Right on. And just so we get this right out there and people can start planning, what is the date?
March 30th is the date of the event. And then on March 29th, we've got some pre-conference events. We've got some intensives you can select from and a VIP happy hour.
Okay, awesome. We'll get into all kinds of detail on that. And we will link up everything you guys are going to hear about today in the show notes. So this is year two. You did this for the first time last year. And, you know, as somebody who's done a few events, I know how much work it is to pull one of these off. So congratulations on year one.
Thank you.
Now we're going into year two and you're going even bigger and better. So tell us a little bit about how things went last year and then let's talk about what people can look forward to this year.
Yeah. So the reason why I started this event was because I was sick of, like, to your point, we just don't have enough of these events here. And I was sick of flying all over the country to go to events that I wanted to go to when there was nothing in our backyard. You know, we've got a great community here, but I just wanted fresh faces. I wanted different speakers. I wanted people who, you know, maybe we didn't get a chance to see every day. And it was one of those things like, I'm just going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm not going to wait for someone else to do this. I'm going to do this. And several years ago, I had gone to an event that Entrepreneur Magazine had put on. And it just really, even being a seasoned entrepreneur, I was, you know, in 10 years at that point, it really changed my perspective on things and really changed just that whole, you learn, you connect, and it was really great. So that's what I wanted to do, was just put something together to really bind the community here, meet different people. And I did it in 3 months. So last year was a little bit chaotic, although I don't know if having more time has really helped me, but, you know, it was just this chaotic thing. And I brought in speakers and my goal was two things. A, for content. I wanted people to walk out of that event with ideas, with, you know, a notebook full of things that they could implement into their business immediately. So how had other people done it? What are some new ideas they had that maybe they hadn't thought of before? And that was incredible. Like, that was just such a great thing, because I just saw people with notebooks, full of notebooks, you know, going through the testimonial. Somebody said, we needed more places to charge our phones because I was running out of battery on my phone because I was taking so many notes. So that was great. The other side was business relationships. So as someone who's gone to a ton of networking events, it's so hit or miss. It's so hit or miss. Like, you meet, sometimes you just meet people who, you know, really aren't action takers. They talk a big game, but they don't do. And I wanted people in that room who were action takers, who that if you met, you could actually move forward with something. And what I'm most proud of is out of that room last year, business partnerships were made. And I actually just had feedback too from, I mean, one of my vendors there is about to close this massive deal with a person he met at the summit. And that's what makes me so proud and so happy. And I just want game changers in a room who you can connect with each other and, you know, do even bigger and better things in a combination.
Yeah, no doubt. I think for me, one of the biggest benefits of going to an event like this, and they're not all created equal, but certainly Entrepreneur Summit was a very good one last year, is the networking and the relationships that you build. Speakers were phenomenal too. And I don't want to discount anything that we learned there, because that's mm-hmm. that is the draw to get you there. But half the time I go just because I want to connect with people.
Yeah, because and that's where there's a line of the ticket price, because everybody wants it cheaper. But as someone who's run events now for years, I can tell you the higher the ticket price, the more quality's in that room, because you know the other people are willing to pay to, you know, grow themselves. So it really does make a huge difference when you get in that right room of people.
Yeah, no question. And on that note, since we're talking about ticket prices, what is it going to cost to go to the conference this year? And I know there's a couple of different like tiers and things that people can do. So can you give us a quick breakdown on that?
Yeah, so early bird actually is going to be ending January 15th. So if you purchase your tickets before January 15th, you're going to get $100 off. It's only $149 for the whole day. That includes your lunch, so you get to stay right on the premise, and everything's included in that. After the 15th, it's going to go up to $249. Then we have VIP options. So the night before, we're doing a VIP where we're going to have some of our speakers there who are authors also. You're going to get an advanced copy of their books, going to get a chance to meet them. And it's just another tier of, you know, really meeting some great people. So we'll be having that the night before. And then there's also intensives, where it's a 4-hour, very small group around certain topics. We're going to cover product launching, sales, digital branding, and productivity, like high performance, really getting up in that 2%. And those will be additional that you can purchase with your ticket. Early bird will be $70, and then we'll be increasing those to $120 after the 15th also.
Okay, so just so everybody out there got that, the early bird ends on the 15th. This podcast is coming out on the 12th. So you've only got a few days from the time you've heard this, if you didn't already know about it, to get that discount. Would encourage you, highly encourage you, to go out and get that ticket now, because there's no travel involved. You don't have to pay for a hotel. And for the caliber of people and speakers that are coming in, it's a great price. I have paid way, way, way more than that for conferences that were very good, but didn't necessarily have some of the speakers and some of the networking opportunities that you're going to have at this conference. So just keep that in mind. It's in your backyard, people. Come on out.
I know. I would agree. Yeah. It's like a no-brainer.
It really is. So let's talk a little bit about some of those speakers and who you have coming out to teach us, to network with us, and to, you know, hang out with Frisco folks.
So of course, like, I get giddy and grin, and I'm just so happy right now talking about it. But our top one, our big keynoter, is Robert Hershevek from Shark Tank. It was funny. I was having coffee with a friend of mine, and he's like, well, who's your number one choice? And I said, Robert Hershevek. And he goes, all right, who's your number two? I said, I don't have a number two. This has to work out. Like, I really want Robert Hershevek at this event. If there's anybody I think of as an entrepreneur, of just a great guy, down to earth, but massively successful, it's him. And I'm so excited to meet him. If anything, I'm putting on a very expensive event just to meet Robert Hershevek, but whatever. So I was just very excited the stars just all aligned to have him there. And I knew I had to pull the trigger and bring him in. So, you know, he is a huge entrepreneur, very successful author, all of those good things. So he's going to be kicking it off. And then we've got other great people coming in from, Amy Blankson is going to be closing it out, and I'm really excited about her. So her and her brother, Sean Acor, started Good Think, and you've probably known Sean. He's the happiness guy on Oprah. Mm-hmm. He's been on Oprah, several different things. He's got an Oprah course with her. Amy's on that Oprah course, and they really talk about happiness and staying, you know, how that aligns with production in productivity. And she's just about to launch a book. It'll be right around the summit time. You'll be getting an advanced copy of her book in VIP. And it's about how to be productive with all the technology out there. So very excited about that, because I think as entrepreneurs, that's one of the big things we struggle with. We have, you know, with more technology comes more distractions. How do you really utilize the technology to get the most out of it, but also to still be productive? It can be a catch-22 at times. So very excited to have her. Forbes Riley is going to be coming in for this, and she is the ultimate salesperson and networker. If you just talk to her, it's just so amazing talking to her. So she was actually, you would recognize her from a lot of HGTV, the HSN, the sales network. So she's done a lot of those infomercials. She was part of Jack LaLanne's Juicer.
Okay.
And yeah, so she's going to be coming out to talk about, we call it the $1 million handshake. So how do you really, as you're networking with people, how do you stay top of mind? How do you, what are the things that you do and say that really create those deep relationships, just versus, hi, what do you do? This is what I do, yada, yada, yada. So really optimizing our time. I'm going to be talking about growth hacking, like how to use specific data along with marketing techniques to grow your business. We've got, we're going to be talking about IoT. I'm working on the speaker. Fingers crossed. We've got some emails going back and forth with a huge, huge, huge company to talk about that. But IoT is one of these things that we are gathering so much data on people. And so you as a business owner may think, well, that doesn't have anything to do with me, but it does. Because as we gather this data, how can you as a business owner, no matter what you do, what industry you're in, utilize that to build your business? It's a really hot topic right now. It's going to be, in the billions of dollars of the industry within the next few years. And it's something, no matter what you do, you want to have your eye on and understand. I want to get the wheels turning of how you can utilize this in your business. Go ahead.
I want to jump in here very briefly. Okay. Because IoT is interesting. I think it's still a little bit of a mystery to a lot of people, especially if you have a bricks and mortar business and you're not just embedded in digital the way you and I are.
Right.
But just as a little teaser, we at Lifestyle Frisco, we are actually, we've got a meeting next week with a company, and we are going to be coming back with an IoT plan for Frisco businesses and something that we're going to be doing through Lifestyle Frisco. So even if you just want to get your ticket to come out to the conference to learn more about IoT, I have no idea yet when we're going to release this, but there are some cool things coming. And this is really more for bricks and mortar businesses, what we're going to be working on, than it is for purely digital businesses. Now, it's all going to get tied together, but yeah, there's so much interesting potential there that I would think it would be worth it to people to come out just to learn more about that. It's a chance to get ahead of the curve, and that doesn't happen too often.
Yeah, and that's really exciting. And I think too, it's, you know, I know for me it was a mystery. Like, well, I don't do any of that. So it's just, you know, it's a real high tech thing. And it's just not, because we're gathering all this data, and I've got some good friends who are really involved in it, and we are just brainstorming topics. And I said, you know, because at first he was going to talk about just general IoT, and I'm like, no, I just think that might turn, other business owners still might not make that connection. So what we're doing is really making that connection, like what you said. Maybe you think it's not for you, but it is. It can be. So how do you really utilize even just the data if you're not going to, you know, create a wearable or whatever? But I'm really excited about that topic. And like I said, we're going to have a big announcement, hopefully shortly, of who will actually be speaking on that one, because I'm very excited. And we're going to be talking about, we're going to have a panel on financing. Like, how do you, you're at that point of growth. What do you do? Do you get a loan? Do you, you know, if you need more money to get to that next level, is the loan your answer? Is an investor your answer? And we're going to have different perspectives on that, of, you know, how to get that funding to grow even more in your business. And we're going to talk about mindset. It's another big one. You know, sometimes these may look fluffy, but it's just not, because we know the tools a lot of times. We have the right people in place. We've got everything going, but our minds are our biggest enemy a lot of times as we're building. I know for me as an entrepreneur, it can be a very dark place very quickly if I don't constantly work on that. So Haas Pratt, who, he's really had a lot of success in the real estate industry, he's going to be talking about mindset and how to take it to that next level of growth. Everything's focused on growth. That's really important to me. So you're at this level, you've got a business, you're growing. How do you get to that next level?
Sounds like a lot of good speakers are going to be out at this event. So I'm excited to hear that you've got some of these guys like Robert Hershevek and some of these others that are going to be out there, and very much looking forward to this. This is coming up on March 30th. So Everybody go out and get your tickets. Early bird ends on the 15th. We have sort of pre-event. How did you characterize those again? The day before session?
Pre-conference event. So yeah, and we have intensives, like those sessions. And then, like I said, the VIP happy hour is going to be just a lot of fun. It's not going to be a lot of people. So, you know, we're capping it. So it's going to be people who really care about their business, people you want to meet. And of course, like I said, you're going to have opportunities to meet some of our speakers / authors and just talk a little more in depth with them before the event.
Is there anything else that people should be maybe aware of? First of all, what's the website? Where are they going to go to get all this stuff? Let's start there.
That's an important one. EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com. So EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com.
And you can go out there now to get tickets, learn more about speakers,
see the agenda, all that everything. Good stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
And it's going to be held at the Hilton and Embassy Suites, which has historically been the Embassy Suites, Frisco Convention Center, right?
Yes.
Right there off of Gaylord?
Yep.
Yeah, Gaylord.
I know. I always have to think about it between Gaylord and Warren. But yes, Gaylord.
Okay. And the conference itself is on March 30th.
March 30th, yes.
Yeah. Now, for anybody else that might want to get a little bit more involved, sponsorships. Do you still have sponsorship opportunities available for people to take part?
Yes, we do have a couple of sponsorship opportunities open. So if you go to EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com, you can fill out a form. I will get back to you on the information. We've got several different levels. And one thing that I'm really particular about when it comes to sponsorship is to create what I like to call a win-win-win. So obviously the one win for us, right? But the win for the sponsor in the sense of this goes way beyond the event. We do a lot of promotion. We've got social channels. I've got several social channels that I use between my business of the Starters Club and the Entrepreneur Summit. So, I mean, last year alone, this is what's crazy on this. I'm really excited about this. So last year alone, on the day of the event, we had over 3 million social impressions on our hashtag.
Nice.
So we've got the social thing down. So we're really looking at optimizing that all outside the event. We do have a podcast that's going to be relaunching season 2 for this year's set of speakers, that you'll have, if it's depending on the level, you get access on that and even an opportunity to have your own podcast to really promote your business. I know that worked really well for some of our sponsors last year. And, it's way beyond just having a booth at the event. So we really try to push this. And the third win is for our participants because I don't want people there that really have nothing to do. We're focused with, you know, helping our attendees. We're focused on growth. So we want businesses there who help entrepreneurs grow. And by being able to meet them at the event, it's just, like I said, a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity to get involved. I think you've got more information about that on the website as well.
Yes.
So if you want to be a sponsor, reach out to Aaron. Go hit EntrepreneurSummitDallas.com. And again, hit that event up for your tickets. It is coming up on March 30th, and that's going to be here before you know it. You know how fast 2016 went.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe we're in 2017. It's crazy.
Yep. Here we go. So, all right, Aaron, thank you so much for the time today. We really appreciate it. I hope we get to see a whole bunch of Frisco businesses out there. So much growth happening in this city. There's so many, you know, businesses of all sizes that are starting here and coming here. It's a great chance to get together with a whole bunch of your contemporaries. And of course, there will be people there that aren't necessarily from Frisco, but this is happening in your backyard. So
what's crazy is we've got people flying in. I've got people from Boston on the agenda, Oklahoma, Florida. We've got a whole range. So you're not just going to be meeting people in your backyard. You're going to have an opportunity to really shake hands with entrepreneurs from all over.
Love it. Love it. Well, thank you for putting in the work. Thank you for stepping up and making this happen.
Thank you for having me on today. You know, fingers crossed this turns out like we hope, because I'm excited about it. And it's really, I feel a need in our community. And like you said, it's just right in our backyard.
Yeah, it's good to have it here. So Aaron, thanks again. Appreciate you joining us. And for the rest of you, thanks for tuning in. And we will talk to you next week on the Frisco Podcast.